escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I don't know, Bob. The more I think about it, how is it possible that new tires cost $1,000? Are they gold studded?
No, what
is happening here? How much
expensive did
you pay for your tires?
I think around 85, maybe?
85 what?
I have to check.
$8,500?
$85 per tire. That can't be right.
What are you getting? Four spare tires? Are you getting plastic tires?
It might be 120 per tire.
It's expensive.
I'm concerned.
Been expensive.
Well, yeah. Not for him. He spent $120 per tire. That's ridiculous.
I have a good guy who I go through.
Brand new tires?
Yeah. I'm probably way off, but I'll have to check.
Bob.
I don't know.
I just talked to somebody. He drove me over here today. Now I'm concerned that we could have...
He could have been in an accident.
Yeah. We made it here in one piece.
Plastic tires.
Remember my tire when it... burst on the way here. We did that whole thing with Tyler Kennedy.
No wonder if you're paying $85 for your tires limits. No, you're probably getting them straight out of the junkyard.
I was straight due for new tires, and I need to get new tires when I'm told, and I waited too long.
$1,000 for new tires, and somebody back there told me they just paid $1,500. What is happening here?
It depends on
here?
The size of your tire, too. I mean, if you have a, you know...
What do you mean? I don't drive a Mack truck.
If you have a Yukon, most a GMC Yukon Denali, for example, those are big tires. They're going to cost a lot more.
I'm just flabbergasted by this. There goes...
$1,000.
Yeah. There goes a huge percentage of paychecks around here to four tires.
Well, what would you rather have happen?
I don't know.
You get into a wreck?
The car is... Oh.
Car, diminishing returns.
And a house. A house is the most overrated thing in the world. Would you agree with that,
no,
Bob?
No, I don't. Why would you say that?
Because of all the costs that go into it, and then you think you sell it. It's like these people who send their kids off to travel baseball or travel softball or travel anything, and they think I'm going to get this scholarship someday. You just paid more over those 4 years to send your kid to these games and the hotels and the parking and the concessions than you will for the scholar. You could have just paid them to go to college anyway, Bob.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying,
by the time we're done with our house, we will have spent every cent we have.
Yeah, but if you pay it off quickly, so you don't have to pay a whole bunch of, just get the principal out of control, not the interest. You can do that. Get it paid off. Be done with it. You don't have a mortgage payment. It's your place. It's your forever home. You can be there forever. Now you have to upgrade it, certainly. A lot of people move out of their houses because they don't want the upgrades.
As soon as I went into my house, it was sinking. I had to call a guy to come put a brace way down underneath for $10,000.
Well, why did you move into a house that was sinking?
I didn't intentionally do that. If they had told me it was sinking, I probably would have skipped the maneuver.
Didn't you get it inspected by somebody?
I did.
And they didn't see the sinking going on?
I mean, it's a hard thing to see. Your house is sinking? What are you going to do? I feel it's sinking. You can't move in here. I mean, this is a disaster, Bob.
Well, I still think it's better than renting. A lot of people like to rent, but you get nothing for it.
You know what I'd like to do is rent in a city. I'd like to rent right in a city and just walk everywhere and have a rental place and not worry about my lawn and the deck and dog poo. I just want to go somewhere and just relax and watch sports and play golf.
We have a tweet for you from Bebo who says, Bob, tell Joe all the money he's saving being invited to play golf for free is way more than $1,000.
That's true. That is actually true.
So look.
Although I did have a guy, listen to this story, Bob. He shall go unnamed and so shall the country club. He invited me to his country club. And then I'm okay if you invite me to your country club, that's a great thing. And if you want to have me pay for the round, absolutely. Although I don't think that's common practice.
No, it's, if you're invited, you're invited. Costs are covered.
Not only was the cost of the round not covered, he sent me an itemized bill and said in a subsequent text, did you get a granola bar at the turn? I said, what? I don't know. I don't remember. It was like a month ago. I don't know if I got a granola bar.
So you put one on his bill?
My wife was with me, and we had dinner afterward, which I certainly was willing to pay for. But he started asking about that, too. Did you guys order a real text? Did you order mushrooms on the pizza? I said, now you're playing a joke on me. I said, just charge the whole thing, what we all ate and the round. Just charge me. I don't want any more text.
So he invited you, and then he's questioning.
If I got mushrooms on the pizza.
Did you?
I couldn't remember. What do you think of that, Bob?
I think that's bad. That's bad. If you're invited, it's assumed that it's paid for. And if you came to my place, you wouldn't have to pay. And it's true of anyone that I invite because I'm inviting them. That's part
right.
of it.
I always
now, if
ask.
You start guzzling down beer to the point where you take a whole case
right,
with
if you get the surf and turf and a case of beer to go, yes. But I always ask.
Yeah, and
my
I think
friends,
that's only natural, and the answer should be no, you're my
guest.
I
said, can I tip? Can I please pay for something? I always do. But this guy sending me, he sent me the itemized bill. This year's, did you get mushrooms? Did you get a granola bar at the turn? I said, I'll give you a lump sum of money. Name the price, and I will Venmo this to you now.
And what did he say after that? Nothing? Then,
not much. He just gave me a price, and I paid him.
Oh, you actually paid him?
Yeah.
And he took it?
Yes.
That's not good.
I just wanted it to end. Kind of like the game the other night, Bob. The only thing anybody wanted by the end was for the final gun. Let's talk about things we noticed. Limits, I'd love for you to jump in here. I don't care what it is, Bob, a player, a situation, something you noticed. I'll let you start.
Well, Roman Wilson jumped off for me because he's the guy who has to step up. They still have this vacancy at a number two. Calvin Austin's been hurt. They don't have much behind him. A lot of, Scotty Miller always shows up when he has to. Skoronski was injured. He didn't play. Or Skoronik, I mean. Who else is in that? Robert Woods. I wonder about him because he hasn't gotten on the field early in games. I don't know if that, translates into anything. But for me, it was Roman Wilson. And if he continues on that curve and he gives them the number two wide receiver they need, then they don't have to worry about going out and getting somebody. So that was a big, big player to watch in that game.
Here it is, Bob. Here's the text at the.
Oh, from your golf friend who invited you but then stiffed you?
Yeah, at the risk of alienating this person. He says, the bill finally came. I think you guys got two pizzas, a dessert, and a glass of wine. And then this is a real text. Did you grab a candy bar at the turn? Or was that, is that the other guy? Then there's an itemized list. I said, we only had one pizza. I don't remember if I got a candy bar at the turn. What do I owe you and what's your Venmo? That's all I wanted. He sends back this. Are you ready for this? Okay. Did you guys just get sausage on it or mushrooms, olives, and sausage? So I send back, are you joking at this point? Just give me a total, !! And a Venmo. We had one pizza with onions and mushrooms. I'll overpay, !! I don't care, !! Bob, this is way out of bounds, is it not?
Yeah, I think it's way out of bounds, and I'd never go back again if you were to invite me.
I can't.
Next thing you're going to be doing
what are your thoughts on this?
He's going to invite you to be your caddy. You're going to have to caddy for him.
I know. Did
in
you
an effort
guys
to make
get,
up what you spent on your mushrooms.
Did you get sausage on it or mushrooms, olive, and sausage? Limits, at that point, and I'll show you these texts, I said, are you joking at this point?
Did he ask about ketchup and mustard that you might have, or any salt that you might have put
he
on the pizza?
He asked about a granola bar, though. He sure did then. I said, and then I said,
highly unusual.
I said, just send me a total. And
that's strange.
Yeah, it was horrifying. Just horrifying.
By the way, speaking of something, I'm not sure how to go about this all the time. I always try to pay over just because they have now, it seems like everywhere you go, they have a service charge and then gratuity on top of that.
Yeah.
When did that become fashionable?
I don't know. He asked for both, and I said, of course, I'll pay.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you go to restaurants or anywhere else. Service charge, then gratuity.
Right. I don't know what to do.
Service charge is like 18%.
Exactly. Then how much do you tip on to-go orders, Bob?
Well, I always tip something. It depends on how much I'm ordering. Like, for example, last week I went to a place.
Did they always ask that?
No. That's also new.
That's new, is it not?
Since the pandemic. That's when it really started. My sister worked at a restaurant, and that's really when it started to become more and more frequent.
So what are you supposed to do when you have an 18% service charge and then gratuity? I always go 20 to 25%, depending on the service.
Yeah.
Gratuity regardless, but I feel like it's almost double dipping. Is it?
It feels that way. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't want to answer it dishonestly.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm always inclined to tip very, very well.
Right.
Because I worked in the restaurant industry for 10 years, Bob. I was a pizza cook.
I was a bagel cook.
I was a waiter. I was a busboy. I was a dishwasher. We should have a pizza cook-off.
Well, it's been a while. I used to work at a place called Bambino's in Sewickley.
Bambino's.
Yeah.
How many could you cook in the oven at once? Do you remember?
I think three based on the oven that we had there.
I had eight, Bob.
Oh, then you're well ahead of me.
Yeah,
and you did it for 10 years. I didn't do it that long.
We should have a pizza cook-off.
But I never remember a service charge. In addition to never.
Limits, what do you think of that? What's your humble opinion?
I think that the tip should just be, you know, something that everybody does. But the service charge, I don't understand that. Why are we adding more and more fees? There are people that have a credit card fee. If you go to another state, we're going to charge you another 5%.
Not only that, if I try to get money out of the machine and it's not my bank, there's a huge charge.
Yeah.
Like $5, Bob. Can you imagine if 1 million people did that?
Well, I mean, they got you where they need you, and they're going to charge you for it. That's just the way it is these days.
They'd have enough to buy new tires then with their new $5 million.
They certainly would.
Roman Wilson from the other night. Yeah, I was impressed. I think this is a good story. We're keeping everything in perspective.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Because of the preseason. I don't want to say that anymore. even though it's true. Let's just talk about Roman Wilson, because if the opposite was true, we'd be talking about it all show. That
Absolutely.
This dude has done nothing yet.
And we'd be
yet.
Talking about what do they have to do to go out and get somebody? Who do they trade for? What do they offer?
Right. So this is two games in a row where he's flashed a little bit, and I'm encouraged by that. Who's to say he couldn't be receiver too? Right, Bob?
No, I think they're looking for him, and they feel confident. One of the reasons why they haven't done anything is because they feel confident about Roman Wilson, and that's a good thing. They need more people to blossom like that. It's his first real year since he was injured last year and didn't get on the field at all. So, I mean, he's taken some time, but he's gotten to the point now where I think he should be considered for that. And it's a good battle when Austin's back, Austin and Roman Wilson going at it for more playing time.
I don't see how anybody couldn't be encouraged. It looks like he has a little bit of speed. It looks like he can pop a little bit, which is the kind of receiver they need. Someone who
and
can
he
take
was going
a slant
against,
route and go, you know.
He was going against first-team Tampa secondary, too.
I thought he looked really good. Limits, what did you notice in the game? Give me something.
Well, Roman Wilson, definitely. But Caleb Johnson had a better game, too, than he did game one. Yes, it did come later in the game when he was going up against the backups.
Yeah.
I did like a couple of the long runs that he had, though. He showed a little bit better burst. I still have question marks, but definitely a better performance, 4.5 yards per carry.
Yes. Bob, although I don't leave as encouraged with him as I do Roman Wilson, I thought in the first half he tried to bounce one outside and didn't do it, and then I thought anybody could have made the 14-yard run he made, right? Although one thing I noticed was a great block by Connor Hayward on that play.
Yeah, he's doing those little things that they want him to do.
I don't know.
Still too early to tell,
on
but
Caleb
I think he has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
But he better, because, you know, they basically have Jaylen Warren, him, and Gainwell. That's it. Those are the three guys you're going to have. So Warren, first time as a starter. We haven't seen him carry the load necessarily. He's gotten as many carries as Najee Harris over time. They leveled that out. But as a starter, he'll be counted on to do quite a bit.
I'll give you something I noticed. Two really nice throws by Mason after the pick. Everybody throws a pick. One of them was to Roman Wilson, and the other one drew an interference call.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a nice throw, a nice
it
pop
was.
Down the field, a shot down the field. And then on the touchdown throw, it was Mason moving to his left and sort of throwing across his body a little bit. He looks really good to me.
Yeah, he felt the pressure, had to move out of that pocket, go to his left, throwing against the grain. He made a nice throw over there, and Brandon Johnson was wide open.
What did you notice, Bob? Give me something else you noticed from the game.
Something else I noticed from the game. Logan Lee. Now that Christian Kuntz has a sternum injury, he's going to be out for a while. He showed that you know, the more you can do, the more you have a chance to make the roster. And he by no chance was guaranteed, I don't think, a spot on that roster. This may solidify that. Not that he's going to be the guy moving forward, because they're going to have to find someone who's actually done this before, I think. But that to me was interesting. As soon as he got injured, I'm thinking, who's going to snap now? Who's going to be the long snapper? Who has that in his background?
Yeah. I mean, and it's not important till it's important, right?
Right.
And one thing I noticed that I wanted to talk about was this virtual measurement. Here's the flaw in all of this. You still have humans creating the spot before the measurement. Am I right about that?
Correct.
The computer doesn't measure where the guy... where his knees landed and where the ball was, that's still human.
It's all human.
Therefore, it's human error. And I think it was Mason, was it not, on a scramble?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't tell where he landed?
No.
So how does this correct anything?
It doesn't.
It's still just the spot.
They take the spot. The spot is not...
The spot is susceptible to human error.
And it was, and it could be. Yes, absolutely.
So
is it
accurate?
I thought when they had the virtual measurement, that was going to be part of it, that they looked back. The spot was made by people on the field, and then
right.
they look back and say, no, that knee was down earlier. We're going to move it back.
Yes. Are we missing something here?
I don't think so. I think that's, but it took long too.
It took about
3 minutes to do it.
It took too long, and it's still, the important thing is the spot. Like when we talked about this last week, the first time I ever saw the little graphic come up for the virtual measurement, I said, man, I wish they had this for that Bills game in the playoffs when Josh Allen seemed to get the first down.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered.
Wouldn't have mattered because they accept the spot. that the referee marks.
Limits, is that your understanding of this?
It was, basically. And it
so what good is this thing doing? They might as well have the guys with the plastic sticks and the chains
and
still.
And it took forever for them to be able to put it up on the board. It was like, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it's just working out its kinks because they're using it for the first time now. I hope that it doesn't take that long during the regular season.
Well, no, that's fine. If it takes faster, great. But you're still not taking out the human element of the spot.
On that specific run, he was short. I don't think there's any question he was short. I don't think we needed to go through that. All they're going to do is say exactly how short. That's what that's going to do. Instead of
exactly how short based on perhaps a flawed spot by a human being.
And that's why I think that's, I really thought it was going to change
this
the spot.
Sucks, Bob. It really does. And then there was another play that I thought was closer than that one, and the game didn't stop. They just said the Steelers got the first down. And I'm like, did they? Shouldn't somebody stop the game?
Again, I don't think that's for them to decide. I think it's, when they're close to it. Look, I agree with you.
I'm confused.
It's a little confusing.
A little confusing. This is going to be a disaster this year.
But I do think they're using more replay assist, and I'm glad they are. To be honest, baseball should use replay assist. There was a call yesterday in a game. Tampa Bay got screwed out of a – they had used a challenge already and lost, so when you lose, you don't get another one. Why don't you get another one? And if you don't want to give another one, use replay assist. They have it all for them. Football uses it now on a lot more things than they ever did. Why not baseball? Instead of giving these guys challenges.
But that's becoming a problem, too, because there are plays every game where you're like, wait, where was replay assist on that one? You know what I mean? That happened all last year, too.
If there are, really close plays, it doesn't take long to look in their headquarters.
But sometimes they don't. Bob, the whole thing doesn't work, replay in sports, replay in football.
There's always something to tweak.
Isn't what it was meant to be. It doesn't work. I'm tired of it in every – look at, we're watching this Pirate game right now. You're telling me replay was meant to measure if a guy's foot, when he slides into second, lifts a millimeter off the bag and he gets tagged when everybody knows he was safe?
Or his finger comes off by just a little, you can't even
it's
tell
so
by the naked
stupid.
Eye.
They should have kept all these sports. They should use replay. But every coach in every sport should get two replay challenges per game. That's it.
Yeah.
You get two per game. I don't care if you get them right or wrong. You get two per game. You can challenge anything you want. You get two per game. Now they're gonna add into baseball that you get to challenge a couple strike calls per game.
Well, that's part of their system. But I still prefer that than what we've seen. There have been a lot of missed calls behind home plate this year, Joe.
I know. Every year. The whole thing.
But I used to like it without it, even without the box. Just, umpire makes the call, makes the call. If you didn't like it, come out, argue, spit in his face, and get ejected. We're taking away that element of, I like baseball arguments. Some of them are very good.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bob, your service charge questions have sort of been answered. Tell people what you were curious about and when the response you've gotten.
All I wanted to know is when this became in vogue to
what
put it
did?
On service charges on your bill and then a gratuity.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I always want to take care of someone who takes care of us. I do. But this guy says, unrude dude, he says service charges are routine, especially here in Florida, which is where he is.
What's the service that's been provided that they're charging for?
Becoming more routine elsewhere. In fact, it's most everywhere. The service charge is split between servers, other servers, not the one on you, bartender, runner, and any house additional gratuity.
Okay. All right.
But I mean,
so it's a tip for everybody.
It's a tip for everybody. But yet you have to tip, and I want to tip the person who waits on that. That's who I deal with.
Yeah.
I don't know every single person in that restaurant.
So the service charge is split among everybody limits?
Server, bartender, runner,
like the cook.
The cook, does he get part of it or she get part of it?
I guess.
What's happening here,
I don't know.
Bob? Everybody
I'm just,
gets a tip.
I find it interesting, though, and you said this started in COVID? That's where it started?
Well, I think that it more so blossomed at that time, especially tips for takeout, just because so many people were getting takeout orders because nobody could go anywhere.
How about when we were in Florida, staying at a place in Marco Island, there's a recreation fee. In addition
what?
I'm paying to stay at this place,
what is
a recreation fee?
Another reason to pay for something that you don't really shouldn't pay for. You're staying there. You're paying a nightly rate.
That's
which
what
is
I'm
a
paying for
one.
At this car place today. They're now charging me for filters of every kind. What filter? What filter? Two different charges for a filter, Bob, and it's $75 a piece.
In addition to your $1,000 for your tires.
In addition to the alignment. How is the tie? How is new tires not include an alignment? You're going to put tires on, align them.
Absolutely. It should be part of the process, right?
And then you argue and then, oh, God. You know, it's a wonder. It's a wonder any of us are you know.
You need the oil filter. You need the filter for the motor.
You need the oil change. That's for sure. Do you really need one every 3,000 miles, Bob, or is that a scam?
I don't know. I'm sure you can go beyond 3,000 miles. I know I have before, and nothing's really bad happened. So whatever that means, it means. But yeah, they come up with things that you have to do. And it's probably true of doctor services as well. You know, you might need something to be looked at, but then they send you to different other places.
Yeah, and the more I think of it, right. And the more I think of it,
there are more people involved here, and they all get paid.
This money machine charge for what? What's the service or what? Why am I giving somebody money because they have to go and wire the money out of my account or something? Is it a labor charge? Just because I might go to PNC Bank and I might go to a money machine for Citizens or something, why do I get charged for that? Especially the amount of money I get charged.
Yeah, it used to be a fee that wasn't nearly as much as it is now. I don't know the reason.
And don't even start me with the airlines now. You pay for your ticket. Then if you want this, it's, you know, you want an extra bag. Then it's internet on the plane is a ridiculously exorbitant charge.
You know what the worst charge of them all is, though, guys? Tickets to sporting events and concerts. They'll throw in random fees for this, random fees for that. It's $10 here, $10 there. The fees amount to as much as you pay for the actual ticket.
They nickel and dime you to death, Bob.
It's more than nickel and diming. It's dollar and dollar. I mean, it's expensive to do anything anymore. There's no question about it. But what are you going to do? In the case of this service charge, you have to pay it because it's on the bill. They already include it.
I know.
You don't have
a
choice.
You're right. You don't have a choice. Well, you always have a choice. All right, Bob. Here's what Art told you the other night that jumped off the page and was a very good interview, I might add. Congratulations.
Thank you, Joe.
Art said, you asked him about the draft, how our prep's going. He said, God bless me, it's going to be the biggest crowd he thinks there's ever been at an NFL draft because of Pittsburgh's proximity to
so many other cities will come here.
What do we make of this? Are we excited about it? What's it going to look like? What's going to happen? Are you going, Limits? Are you going to be cheering the Steelers pick?
1,000% I will be going.
I knew you would.
Hopefully by then I will be able to make some connections to make sure I can sit close to the draft stage. As close as I can get, or I will be taking the day off and getting down there at 8 a.m.
Bob, what's your role? Do you know yet?
We have a lot of stuff we'll be doing. So
you're gonna
the
draft?
Problem is parking. You know, I think that's one of the things they're trying to figure out now, which is the best way to do it. They're going to use the rivers to you know, I'm sure they're going to use the rivers. They should, to park people away from the city or at least down the, you know, down the road a little bit and then bring them to the stadium that way or to the north or to the Point State Park. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of different things going on. I think it's going to be amazing. You will never see this many people in Pittsburgh like this, ever. You know, coming from all over, all these cities are so close. They're drivable. Their fans are crazy about their teams.
Have you been near the draft clock yet?
Yes.
Did you interview it?
No.
What have we got, 248 days?
248, I think, yeah.
Have you taken a photo near it?
No. Have you?
Not yet, but I think Donnie Football and his bride-to-be have. By the way, Bob, do we need to return our invitations? Or we haven't gotten an official invitation. We got that pre-invitation thing. What do they call that, Limit?
Save the date.
Save the date. Do we have to respond to that?
No, you don't respond to save the date.
No.
You just save the date.
No, just save the date.
When it comes, you know it's coming.
Very, very self-explanatory there. We're all invited, all three of us?
I think so.
I'm invited.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Would have been uncomfortable if one of us wasn't. No, I'm invited. I can't wait.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Are you going to go?
I mean, I don't know. Date. What is the date?
I didn't know.
Mark it down
You're
yet.
Supposed
so
to save
I
it.
And save it.
Bob, the date is March 21st.
Okay.
Your friend Limit's birthday.
Wow.
Oh, my God. We can celebrate two events in one.
See, March should be fine. I don't know what's going on in March. We're getting closer to April, which will be crazy for this.
When they say,
draft.
Does anyone object? What's the thing they say at weddings? Do they still say that? If anybody has an objection, raise, stand now or forever hold your peace or
you
something?
You very seldom see someone say anything.
But what I got up and said, I do? We haven't addressed Limit's birthday. Let's sing happy birthday. Should we?
I think that would be hilarious and Donnie would be okay with it. Sarah would be a little mad.
Sarah
but
might
Donnie
be mad.
Would appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't want, first of all, it's her day, not his. You can't do stuff like that.
What do you remember most about your wedding day, Bob?
Oh, man. It went fast. I remember, we have a lot. We had 500 people at our wedding.
Wow.
Which was too many.
Was John Steigerwald there?
He might have been. I don't remember how many from the station. We had a few of them.
Yeah.
But, man, I remember I never got the one thing I wanted. The only thing I told Lisa when we were doing this is I want to pick out the dessert because I like desserts. So we had this chocolate moussey thing.
Yeah.
And because we were talking to everyone, it came and it went. They put it there. I saw it in the distance. I wanted to excuse myself to go eat that dessert. By the time we got done with talking to all these tables, it was gone. And I never got my dessert.
They don't even do cakes anymore, Bob. You know that? Donnie's not even having a cake.
Oh, I think you want a cake, don't you?
No. We talked about this last week, right, Limits?
I love wedding cakes.
He does not want a wedding cake.
Well, we had a big cookie room.
Back then they had cookie rooms?
Oh, yeah. And then for my two daughters, we had really big cookie rooms. But you got to have a cake.
I think so,
right?
Too. Even if it's just a little personalized cake for those two.
Yeah. With like,
yeah, it doesn't
I
have
feel
to be
like
for
if
everyone.
They don't get one, we should buy them one.
I do, too.
There has to be the, you know, you smush it in each other's face and all that.
We need like the little figurines of Donnie and Sarah on top of the cake.
And the
you
draft
need
clock.
That.
Donnie, Sarah, and the draft clock figurine.
And the draft
would
clock.
Would be unbelievable.
Joe, you didn't ask if I've gotten any pictures of the draft clock.
Have you?
I think you know the answer.
Of course you have.
Of course I have.
Tell every us time, about it, Limits.
Every time I walk by the draft clock, I get a picture of it. My sisters and I, a couple weeks ago, were like, they asked me, do you want to go see the draft clock? And I was like, of course I do. So we went and got a picture of the draft clock.
Where exactly is the draft clock?
So it's right by the stadium. It's close to, you know where the Mr. Rogers statue is?
Yeah.
So it's on that side, right by the river. You can't miss it. If you're walking on the Riverwalk, you'll see it right
so
up there.
So where's the podium going to be where Bob announces the Steelers' pick?
I think it's going to be probably outside the Hall of Honor.
Is that what you think, Bob?
I think there's still a lot of work to be done on what they're going to
do. Well, if you imagine
it. The NFL has a big say in this, and of course they want their NFL experience, which is a big, massive.
Where's the massive outdoor gathering going to be, and what stage are they going to be looking at? Where's that all going to happen, if you had to imagine it?
It's probably, and this is why parking will be a problem, because you're going to have to utilize all those parking spots that they have over there in front of Acrisure Stadium, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And then where do you put the people who are going to be there? They're going to have to go different places to find, you know,
I imagine Point State Park, but I'm wrong about that, huh? The way they used to do for Penguins victory celebrations?
I think they'll be utilizing it. There are a lot of entertainment options there, too, that come into play. So it just depends on where you want to end up going.
Do you think we'll get to do live shows from there? Somewhere around there?
I think it's going to be very difficult to get around. I really do. So trying to get into town is going to be a big problem. Potentially.
Yeah. But we can handle it, can't we?
We're used to those kinds of things.
What's the biggest sporting event that's ever come to Pittsburgh? This?
This will be it, I think, for sure. I mean, not counting, AFC Championship games or Stanley Cup Finals or, you know, those are limited kind of in terms of how many people come in to watch it.
Right.
U.S. Opens, all that. But this will be the biggest, by far, the biggest amount of people in the city for a four-day span, too. Those who spend a lot of money. Economically, it's very good for the city of Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Bob, for that update. I think that's a big deal. And when he said that, had that been said before? Was that already widely known? Because it my ears perked when Art said that.
I don't know if it's widely known. I think
or believed,
say
widely
it,
believed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people believe it's going to be the biggest. What do they have, like 700,000 in Detroit? They had a lot of people.
So we're
going to
have
Vegas.
A million people here?
I think it'll be over a million people.
At one time?
Well, I don't know about
one
time,
the whole
but
draft.
I think over the course of the 4 days. Basically,
Detroit had 775,000 attend over the 3 days.
Over the 3 days,
and
okay.
Nashville had the previous high of 600,000.
Well, let's shoot for a million, Bob.
Why not?
Yeah,
easy access. A lot of people can drive here. Doesn't take all that long.
Maybe Ron will come back for it.
No, I don't think he likes crowds like that.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.